All right, along with my co-host this morning, Kathy Verton from Marine City. She actually bid on and won the opportunity to co-host the WPHM Morning Show. And I got to ask you, Kathy, did anybody else bid on that prize?
A lot of people
really?
Bid on it.
Okay.
I had to spend to get here with you.
Well, good. I'm glad it was worth a while. We're having a lot of fun here this morning. And joining us right now is the Chief Medical Officer at Ascension River District, Dr. Lee Batchelder. Dr. Batchelder, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here in East China, Michigan, on your show.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. And Kathy, why don't you go right ahead?
Good morning, Doctor. I'm excited to publicly announce that Ascension is the presenting sponsor for our Riverbank Stage Festival that launches this summer, along with our Riverbank season. I want to thank you for leading that effort.
Kathy, it's our pleasure. On behalf of Ascension River District, Ascension St. John, and Ascension Michigan, we're happy to be part of this process as it rolls out, and hopefully it'll be something that we continue for years to come.
I hope so. I know you were part of a group that went over on a bus to see Stratford, behind the scenes Stratford Festival. What'd you think?
That was a wonderful experience. It was amazing to see how Stratford came from a small town at the crossroads of a railroad, and one person really made a difference, a person such as yourself, in making that community thrive. It was a great experience to be there to see backstage. Mrs. Moore really did a great job at helping us all get through there and see and hear about how the how that has progressed over the years, and also meeting with the chamber leader to hear how it's really affected the community.
Yeah, people ask us all the time, what are you trying to be, a little Stratford? And I'm like, you bet.
That's yeah.
what we're trying to do.
And I think you're the person to do it.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Dr. Batchelder, tell us a little bit about what's new and exciting at Ascension River District Hospital.
Well, we're growing. We've opened a new office in this past year in downtown St. Clair on Fred Moore Highway, brought on board a young internist, as well as joining two family physicians down there, Don Lembrek and Dr. Scheel. We also have a new neurologist on staff, Dr. Massaroni, who's in the office next door to them on Fred Moore Highway. We have orthopedic surgeons coming over from Crittenden Hospital. They're sharing Crittenden and our Ascension Providence, I should say Ascension Providence Rochester, which is the new name of that hospital, coming over and doing orthopedic cases here. We're working on expanding in the southern aspect of the county, and hopefully we'll have some exciting news in the future about that.
Fantastic. And so when Kathy Verton comes to you and says, would you like to help us out with the Riverbank Stage Festival, why would Ascension Hospital decide to do that?
Well, we've actually been involved with Kathy. We've been the sponsor last year for the Riverbank and the Snug Theaters, and it was just a natural transition for us to step up and do more for the Summer Theater Festival.
Yeah, we're very appreciative. You've been with us for a few years now, and that's really nice support. It's good to see that in the community. You know, it's nice to see community leaders
we like to be a part of the community. We sponsor our fireworks on July 4th down here in St. Clair, and we've also just signed on to sponsor the Jazz Festival in St. Clair, which will be expanding from a one-day to a whole weekend event this summer.
That's a great event.
Yeah.
It's a vibrant community, not just St. Clair and Marine City, but this whole thumb coast of eastern Michigan, isn't it?
Yeah, the blue meets green philosophy has really helped out a lot. And Kathy down in the southern, Kathy and Tom, her husband, in the southern aspect of the county have just done a wonderful job at making Marine City. And the Marine City Chamber of Commerce and everybody there has really done a great job at growing that community, raising awareness of culture, and just doing a wonderful job.
That's a good point. The Blue Meets Green Commission identified the festival as one of the top initiatives in the region, and they're a great organization. They connect the right people to the right initiatives to help bring it to life. So I'm really grateful to them for working with us. And we do. We have a really well-connected county in terms of the support. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it wasn't always that way. It was always Marine City did their thing, St. Clair did their thing, Port Huron did their thing, and there was always kind of competition amongst all those, and that has gone away, and there's more collaboration, I think.
Yeah. There is. And if there is competition, it's friendly competition. That's what I'm finding. So, but the Community Foundation, they've played a significant role in that. The EDA, you know, they're all really working together to make it a region, a true region, versus a bunch of little towns competing.
Yeah, it takes takes a village, it takes a community to make things go, and that includes Ascension River District Hospital. Dr. Batchelder, thanks again for what you've done and for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, and Kathy, thank you for the opportunity to sponsor. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for doing so.
All right.
You don't know how much we appreciate it.
All right,
you two enjoy the rest of your morning together.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lee.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Dr. Lee Batchelder. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Ascension River District Hospital. It really does take a community. It takes sponsors that can help fund these things, but also just the people coming together and realizing, hey, it's sink or swim. If we're all in this thing together, Marine City's not going to make it alone. Port Huron's not going to make it alone. St. Clair, et cetera. Everybody's in it together.
I will tell you, the fundraising aspect has been the hardest thing. Because for us to launch this and bring this many people into additional people into the community in the summer is going to take a huge marketing initiative.
I asked you about this a little bit before, but let's just kind of revisit it. What is this Riverbank Stage Festival going to be this year, and what's it going to be like in the future? What's your vision for it?
Well, this year we're going to have three venues: our little snug theater, 100 seat. Our Riverbank Theater, 180 seats, and we are using the East China School District Performing Arts Center, and we will have shows on stage all throughout July and August at all three venues, which means at any given point in time, if a visitor comes to the area, they could have three opportunities to see something. And the goal, quite frankly, is to get them to stay overnight, spend a couple nights here, visit the different restaurants and all up and down the river, visit the towns, do some shopping. We really want to make this a tourism destination, and we're trying to use the arts to do it. But to do that, the reach that we have to have outside of the area in terms of marketing is very expensive. So that's why we're undergoing this big fundraising campaign. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, anybody who would like to get involved in that, we currently have a Donate Now button on our website, riverbanktheater.com, and all contributions are welcome, because it's going to be a huge undertaking. But we figured, get it launched, do it, do the best we can with it in the first year, see, you know, what kind of support we can garner. Going forward, you know, I use the Stratford Festival in Ontario as an example. I don't see a reason why this festival can't just keep growing. I would like to see the arts all up and down the Thumb Coast Drive, you know, just drive Port Huron, you know, down to Elginac, down, you know, and have theaters, have arts offerings, have musical offerings, different concerts, and let people come to the area and spend the summer. I'd like to see people spend a whole week here and not be able to see it all.
And we've got it. We've got the artists. We've got the venues. We've got the musicians. We've got the performers. We've got a lot of talent here.
We have a ton of talent. I was so surprised when we opened the Snug Theater and held auditions. I said, where are these people hiding? The musicians out here? It's phenomenal what we have.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're giving them an opportunity to ply their craft.
Yeah.
Get on stage and show us what they've got.
It's a fun time to be here on the Thumb Coast of Michigan, and it's a Friday morning. It's the 31st of January, and my co-host this morning is Kathy Burton. Thanks for being here, Kathy. Appreciate it.